100 emails. Now we're getting thousands and thousands and thousands. But it's a blessing. You know, I was telling somebody, I said, you know, blessings, burdens and blessings and burdens, blessings and burdens, but it depends on how you look at it. But I'll tell you what, man, we want to thank all the independent artists that are rocking with 104.5, man. And I want to thank all the independent artists for just getting behind their radio DJ, me, DJ BJ Clark, you know, making me the guy that they hit up first before they go to Spotify, before they go anywhere else. They're like, hey, man, take it to 104.5. DJ BJ's got your back like a backpack, you know?
What's up, world? This is C-Mac from Jackson, Tennessee. And you know we rocking with the hottest DJ in the world, DJ BJ Clark, WRFU.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for
twerking.
World ain't so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Power, chase your dreams, wake up, wake up, wake up, let them know that you a king, I'm a more Nickelodeon, I'm all that, the legends of the hidden temple say we all black, stand for something or fall for anything, I feel like Martin, every night I have a dream of a better day, a better way at life, to raise my son and teach him wrong from right, do anything to see my wife and family smile. No disrespect, 9/11 is going down. I'm about to blow 2025, I'm inspired. I'm hotter than the Hawaii and California fires. I'm Jacktown strong, I'm Tennessee made. I'm from a generation, ain't no games to be played. We keep our head up, standing 10 toes tall. Shout out to Project Pat, MJG and 8-Ball. I'm thriving, surviving in the world, it's so crazy. Guess there's something to say about those 80s babies. Oh, wake up. Wake up, wake up, feel your power, chase your dreams, wake up, wake up, wake up, let them know that you a king, wake up, wake up, wake up, feel your power, chase your dreams, wake up, wake up, wake up, let them know that you a king. Make this a meme for my beautiful black queens, bright as a pearl, inspiring all the little girls around the world. Just know unity's power. The war's already won, victory's ours. Cut from a cloth that they couldn't hold down. Locked in, Marie Van Britten Brown. If you know, then you know that we hold all the glory. Just know you're the truth when they teach his story. They want your walk, they want your style, they want your eye color, lips and smile. They want your skin tone, your natural curls, and living color. You the fly girl. Oh, wake up, wake up, wake up, feel your power, chase your dreams, wake up, wake up, wake up, let them know that you a king, wake up, wake up, wake up, feel your power, chase your dreams, wake up, wake up, wake up, let them know that you a king, wake up.
That was C-Mac with Wake Up. That's a brand new one that we got to feature first on 104.5 WRFU. Well, man, it's an honor. It's really an honor to always be the first radio DJ to play these artists' records. And I want to thank these independent artists for putting their music in my hands, you know. Thank you, guys. It's a vulnerable situation for us all. You know, it is very vulnerable for all of us, you know, but I trust, and I hope they trust me because I trust them. And that's how the relationship starts, and that's how it finishes, with trust. And I believe in them. All right, I believe in all the independent artists that submit music to 104.5. Anywho, I got more music on the way. Here's one of our faves, not just mine, yours too.
What up? It's your homegirl Mia May, and you're listening to What's the Move with my homeboy DJ BJ Clark. Let's go.
Decatur celebration, and I was hanging out. This song reminds me of Young. Y'all know Young MC. Y'all remember this one? I know y'all remember this one. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I know y'all remember that one. Wait, do I gotta do it again?
Bust it.
Uh-huh. That Stone Cold rhythm. I feel like Mia May's version is like the new school of Bust the Move, but it's What's the Move. And it just, I don't know, oh, wow. It kind of takes me back in the day, you know. And that right there can show y'all how old I really truly am, man. When I'm talking about when I remember hanging out with Young MC, you know. Anyways, man, it's been an honor. It's been a blessing. I couldn't be more grateful and thankful with hanging out with y'all here at 104.5. There is more on the way. Bust a move. Mia May, she's funny, boy. All right, announcements. Announcements, we got a lot of them. But if you're really loving what we're doing here at 104.5 and, you know, you either want to donate, you know, or if you wanted to, you know, run a PSA, you can always run a PSA if you're in the community and you want to make an announcement. Maybe there's a sporting event happening, or maybe you got a fundraiser or charity event that you want the community to know about. All right, don't be afraid to reach out to us here at 104.5 WRFU. We always support the high schools, the colleges, and all the activities that happen on the weekend for the kids. So if you need to know what's happening, you want to make an announcement on what's happening, hit your boy up here, 104.5 WRFU, okay? Anywho, with all that being said, I guess I could give you guys one of those positive daily messages again. But the overall message in life is be positive, stay positive, man. And, you know, I had so many people ask me silly questions when it comes to, like, my stories, my Snapchats and stuff like that. Like, hey, man, throughout all the things that you go through in life, man, how do you remain positive? How do you always keep a positive attitude? Well, I always remember, man, that only your thoughts and actions can determine your life. So rather, you know, dwelling on the past and holding on to grudges and stuff, man, I just let that go. I let all that nonsense go. And I know that, you know, there's greater things in store. All right. There's a purpose. There's a reason for everything that we go through in life. And I always believe this isn't happening to me, it's happening for me. There's a lesson in every single situation, guys. But I do want to say this, you are entering a new season where everything will start to go your way. It's your time. It's your time. You have had enough lessons in life. You've had enough, man. You did the work. You've overcome so much. You believed even when it was hard to believe that you were able going to break through, get through, or just even come even, break even. All right? You never gave up. You pushed through. You pushed through it all. Now, it's your turn to receive a major, major blessing. And you guys are listening to DJ BJ Clark on 104.5 WRF here. And we got my buddy, he just jumped on the live. He goes by the name of I Am Delano, and he's got an answer for you.
I'm no good. Got ice in my veins, I can't remember her name. Just running through these women, trying to hide the pain. Thrown back in the game, savage is what I became. Once you love with everything and it fails, nothing's the same. Turning the page, feel like I'm trapped in a cage. When I needed a friend, that's when you came. But now you fell in love. You want me to do more. You asking me for something I ain't got left to give.
I ain't got no answers for you. Somehow my heart is still tied to another. I'm no good, honestly. A savage in the streets.
I'm no good.
A friend for you is all that I could ever be.
I ain't got no answers for you.
Somehow my heart is still tied to another. I'm no good, honestly. A savage in the streets. A friend for you is all that I could ever be.
not for me. No, it's not you, girl, it's me. And damn, I know that's cliche. I keep my feelings at bay. I swear it's better this way. Oh no, I don't feel the same. She hoping that I'm gon' change, but something's broken inside. Damn, she still wants me to slide. And things change, that was the mistake. Gave her that A game, and now ain't nothing the same. She fell in love, and now she asking for more. But I can't give you what I ain't got. I ain't got no answers for you. Somehow my heart is still tied to another. I'm no good, honestly. Savage in the streets. A friend for you is all that I could ever be. I ain't got no answers for you. Somehow my heart is still tied to another. I'm no good, honestly. A savage in the streets. A friend for you is all that I could ever be. Damn, girl, I told you I ain't good for you. I looked you in your eyes. I tried to warn you. I can't be tied down. Protect your heart now. I won't tell you no lies. I'm protecting mine. I ain't got no answers for you. Somehow my heart is still tied to another. I'm no good, honestly. A savage in the streets. A friend for you is all that I could ever be. I ain't got no answers for you. Somehow my heart is still tied to another. I'm no good, honestly. A savage in the streets. A friend for you is all that I could ever be.
You asking too many questions. Think about what you're doing. Constant assuming. If your heart had been ruined, you asking too many questions. Think about what you're doing. All the constant assuming. If your heart had been ruined.
It's all I got. Friend is all I can be, girl.
I swear it's better this way. I keep my feelings at bay. I won't tell you no lie.
Seen a better you in my bed, will never be a better view. Bunny and Clyde, me and you together, baby.
Imagine all the things
coming out the south. Yeah, we've been through a lot, shook a lot of scenes, but we in the right spot. With this Mark Payne beat, this is our shot.
Imagine all the things.
Out of town tours for sure, treat them like vacations. After the
set, they will know us by, they will know Jesus by our love. And what does our love do, I think? Our love just amps up the wattage of our light bulbs. I think that's what it does. It just amps up the wattage of the light bulbs that God has placed in our hearts. Because we all have a calling. When we're born into this world, each and every one of us has a calling. Has just this calling. And this light that's put into us. You know, I just think of, you know, the poem by Amanda Groman. I just think, oh my gosh, what a powerful lampstand that was that day. I mean, what a powerful light. I mean, just every word was like the wattage was getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And it was like by the time she was done with this poem, it was like the brilliance of the sun was just shining through. It was amazing. I love it. I love it when I get to see the light in other people's lives just explode. Just I mean, it's just amazing, you know. And so I just encourage you this week to start to try to find that, just to try to find that light in yourselves, and then go out and try to help people find the light in them. Because everyone has one. Everybody has a light. Everybody has an opportunity to walk in this light that God has given us. You know, it's just amazing. I just love it. I just love reading through the epistles. My wife and I are just reading through them every night now. And it's just amazing what this great theme of love and light is in the epistles. And walking in unity. And talking about being reconciled in Christ. You know, and that this notion that no matter how far away we go, we can be reconciled in Christ. We can be redeemed. We can bring it back to Christ. Because it says in Colossians, it says, "For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." So, can you see the light of Christ in that? That he gave his life so that we may have peace through Christ. And it's just amazing. And it says, "And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight." Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome to think that that's how God sees you? That God sees how God sees this light in you is blameless, above reproach, you know, and holy. Oh my gosh, holy. Isn't that crazy? Now, if you can see that, if you can learn to see that in yourself, and then you could go out and see that in others, oh my goodness, what a change that would make in this troubled time. I mean, if we could just realize that we're blameless, holy, and above reproach, and that person that you are quick to judge or quick to dismiss or quick to blame or be angry at or frustrated at or whatever, and realize that their lampstand too is holy, blameless, and above reproach, because it says Christ did that for us, and that we are all unified in Christ, and Christ gives us this light, this beacon, just like that lighthouse on Prince Edward Island. That lighthouse has been a standard light bearer for hundreds of years. I mean, you know, sometimes the it needs a new fresh coat of paint. Sometimes the light bulb needs to be changed. But the lampstand that is inside of us is untarnishable. The light bulb never needs to be changed. It is a constant beacon of hope for those who feel they have no hope. You know, for those who feel that they have no victory in their life, that they have nothing to look forward to. There's no light in them, they think. They just don't see it. They just haven't found the light switch yet. And that light switch is Jesus, the love of Jesus. I've seen so many times and heard so many times of people who've just been touched by the powerful light of Jesus, and it's just amazing. I hear cancer survivors who were diagnosed with severe, like a gentleman was diagnosed with leukemia, a rare form of leukemia. Leukemia. The family wasn't going to give up on him. They had this light. They were going to just pour all this light onto him and prayed and visited. 7 months later, he rang the bell, cancer free. Now, if you're telling me that Jesus doesn't use prayer and light and just purpose, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the nurses were talking about how amazing this was. I mean, it was just amazing. 7 months after being diagnosed with rare leukemia, this guy, he still had a road to go because it took a toll on his body. But he was cancer-free 7 months after that. And I believe that it was the power of the light that was in his family and his friends and those who surrounded him with the love of God and the light of God. And they realized they were not going to put their, they were not going to put their lamp, their light, under a bush of despair or in a closet of desperation. They were going to mount that lampstand at the foot of his bed, and they were going to shine that light until that darkness of cancer had nowhere else to go but to leave. And I just believe that, and I love it. And it's just, I love how the nurses talk about, you know, just the power of them coming in and praying, and they were not in despair. I mean, they just were hopeful. They were a hopeful family because they had the light of Christ in them. And that's what the light of Christ gives us, is hope. And when we can have hope for ourselves, we can go out and give hope to others. And I know that it can be done. I do it. I've seen it done. I know a lot of people in this community who does it. See You at Home does it every day. I love it. They turn the lights on for these guys that have been cast out for so many years and just shut out and shunned and just whatever. I mean, how many times does somebody drive by Casey at Springfield and Springfield thinking, oh man, how'd he get like that? I know how he got like that. You know, when we say stuff like that, when we say, you know, prejudgment, accusations towards somebody's situation, that's not shining light. That's just humping more darkness into darkness. We need to sit down with these folks and or whoever is struggling with anything, and to try to just get to know them and comfort them, you know, and just enjoy time with them. You know, my son and his girlfriend came down this weekend, and we got to spend a little time with them, and I'm telling you, I just love it. I love it when we can refresh each other and we can just find out about each other and how's it going and have deep and meaningful and real conversations with people instead of having a false narrative about people and having this, you know, we're walking around going, blowing out other people's lamps, blowing out other people's candles. That's all we do is go, and we do that with our words, and we do that with our judgments instead of, you know, having a lighter and go click, 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 click. What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm trying to light your light because there's a light inside of you, and I need you to see that. Jesus needs you to see that, because when you grasp that and you see that and you see that this temporal world doesn't matter, but the almighty, all eternal God, Father, brother, best friend to you, creator, loves you through all eternity and will never stop loving you and won't love you less than he did the day before. Man, that's the ultimate light. That's the ultimate beacon that's going to right the ship in anybody's life. And you just, that's just how we just got to tell them that. We just got to tell them, hey, you know what? I know you've gone through a lot of junk in this world. I know stuff sucks, and I know you can't feel it right now, but there's a light inside of you, and this light is ready to explode, and it takes a word, a moment, a realization that Jesus loves you and loves us. And it's just, I'm telling you, when that happens and when people can grasp that, it's like even though their outward situation may not instantly change, because sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes it takes multiple